الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب، ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من حافظين يرفعان إلى الله تعالى صحيفة فيرى في أولها وفي آخرها خيرا إلا قال الله تعالى لملائكته: أشهدكم أني قد غفرت لعبدي ما بين طرفيها، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, it is an instinctive quality of this human being that we tend to preserve and protect that which is precious and that which is valuable. Not only that, if perchance one has to lose or not maximize the potential of something that is very, very precious and valuable, then instinctively, naturally, Allah has designed this human being like that, that we feel an acute sense of loss. I've lost something valuable. I did not use it properly. This is natural. This is instinctive. The sad reality, or the irony of what faces majority of us, is the most, one of the most precious commodities, bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you and I with. Many of us, unfortunately, are totally and completely oblivious of its value. You walk into a man's house, you ask him, by what's the most precious thing? If it is gold or it's jewelry or it's some diamond set that will not be lying around on his dining room table, that will be hidden behind a safe, inside a safe, maybe behind some portrait in some deep corner of his home. Naturally, he is trying to preserve and protect that which is precious and valuable. From the day you and I came into this world, from the day we took our first breath, every one of us is losing something very, very valuable. We are engaged in a war, in a conflict. And that is such a conflict that when it comes to this dunya, that Allah who created the dunya, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سَيْدًا جُرُزًا, Allah informs us in the Quran, before I created this dunya, I have determined the destruction of this dunya. Allah Ta'ala in His Quran, in place upon place, describes when it comes to this world, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا. Everything is in decline. Everything in this world is going towards destruction. Nothing is here to be preserved. In the same way, from the first breath, you and I are engaged in a war, in a conflict. And this conflict Allah has already predetermined no human being will be successful. If it was possible that anyone could be successful, then, like the poet says, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَدُومُ لِأَهْلِهَا لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدًا. If any human being was going to be victorious against time, if any human being was going to be granted perpetuity in this world, then Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Tajdar Madina, Sarwar Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would not have drunk from the cup of death. But Allah Ta'ala addressed His beloved directly in the Quran so that there is no confusion about this. There is no ishkal about this. There is no objection about this. There is no ambiguity about this. Direct mode of address. Innaka, verily you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mayyit, will die. Wa innahum mayyitun, and every one of them will die. Two problems. One is nafs. Nafs, on the one hand, what is nafs doing? Allah Ta'ala says, Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. Allah says, we made this world very attractive. Quran uses an ajeeb word, zinat. Zinat, we normally translate, you pick up a translation, beautiful. That's another topic, I'm not going into that time as we have time constraints. Zinat doesn't mean beautiful. What zinat means is that which appears to be beautiful. This whole cosmetic industry is what make you appear more beautiful than you actually are. So that is zinat. Allah says, we have made this world look very beautiful, very attractive. And what's happening with this nafs? Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it, sakratu hubbil aish, the nasha, intoxication of the glitter and glamour and the love of this dunya, is convincing you and I that janazas mean nothing, the setting sun means nothing, the health which is becoming sickness means nothing, the youth which is becoming old age means nothing. Every one of us, illa mashallah, is in a constant state of denial that we are clinging on to this dunya with this false belief that there is going to be some perpetuity, some extension in this world. Nafs on the one hand, shaitan on the other hand, he took an oath with Allah, la uzayyinanna lahum. Again the same word, zinat. La uzayyinanna lahum fil ard. By your qasam, he took qasam on Allah, I will bamboozle them, I will befuddle them, I will confuse them, and I will convince them that this dunya is very, very beautiful. I'll take this dunya, to put it in your and my terms, like a rubber band, and I'll elasticate it, I'll extend it, as if they are going to remain in this world forever. One is you and I, it has been predetermined, we are losing the battle against time, and the bigger problem and irony is we are completely oblivious of the loss of time. We value gold, we value diamonds, we value precious commodities, we value jobs in this world, we value the wealth of this world, but understand, every one of those are replaceable commodities. You lose wealth, you can replace it. You lose a job, another job will come. You lose some investment opportunity, another one will come. One door will close, Allah will open another 100 doors. You want to hide, you want to preserve your wealth, your gold, your diamonds, your precious jewelry. Find some safety deposit box. Find a bank vault. You want to be even more creative, hide it inside the sofa. Do whatever you want, but which safety deposit box? Which bank vault? Which hiding place are you and I going to find to lock up time? This tick, 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 tick of the clock. This incessant sword that from day one, from the day we are born, the sword that is every day slashing away and slashing away and slashing away and slashing away and your and my existence in this world. This inexorable, incessant, unstoppable motion of time that my Allah encapsulates in the Quran. يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. How many verses Allah describes this? The verse I recited in the beginning. هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب. Allah says, we made the sun, ضياء, shining lantern, والقمر نورا, the moon, a source of light, and with this moon movement, والشمس تجري لمستقر لها, ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم, والقمر قدرناه منازل, والقمر قدرناه منازل, حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم, لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر, ولا الليل سابق النهار, كل في فلكي يسبحون. How many places Allah describes the movement of the sun, the movement of the moon, the variation of day and night, this incessant, unstoppable, inexorable motion. Tick, 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 tick. Like Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu puts it beautifully, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. Will you not take lesson? Will you not heed? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. Allah says there are signs, signs, signs in every direction that sun rises. As it rises, becomes a shining ball of light, proudly reaches its zenith in the center of the day, lights up the entire universe. It has reached its raj, its height, the pinnacle. Then the burning question, the burning lesson, the constant reminder that you and I have to ask ourselves, does it remain like that? Or does it not inevitably start moving towards the west and becoming smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller till eventually a tiny speck of dust is swallowed mercilessly by the darkness of the horizon of the west, shouting out that a mass of this dunya, whatever you want, run behind this dunya however much you want, do whatever you want, but inevitably tujhe bhi marna hai aur mujhe bhi marna hai. No one came to this world to live. Hum zinda rehne ke liye nahi aaye, hum marne ke liye aaye. The sign of an intelligent man is not one who will be involved in utilizing his intelligence and his abilities in amassing this temporary dunya. The sign of an intelligent man, the most intelligent human being, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this question was put to him, man akyasun nas, man ahzanun nas, who is the most intelligent human being, who is the most astute, who is the most alive, who is the most conscious of the reality of this life, what did he say? أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ وَأَشَدُّهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لَهُ. The man who is conscious of his mort and death, and the one who is constantly preparing. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَكْيَاسِ. He said, these are the intelligent people. ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. If akhirat is in front of them, Al-Kayyis, another hadith we clearly said, Al-Kayyis, Al-Kayyis, O my ummat, the intelligent man amongst you, man dana nafsahu, is the one who will not give in to his desires in this world, is the one who will suppress his desires. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. is the man who, when he gets up every morning, whether it's his dressing, whether it's the way he talks to his wife, whether it's the way he deals with his children, whether it's the way he earns his livelihood, whether it's the way he conducts himself with his staff, whether it's the way he conducts himself with whoever he comes into contact to, with every movement of him is motivated by the consciousness and the reality, akhirat, akhirat, akhirat. It's not this dunya. That qabr is coming, and the day when I have to stand in front of Allah is coming. That is Kayyis, the intelligent man of my ummah. Anyone who is running behind this dunya, anyone who is measuring his success, his ambitions, his goal, revolve around this dunya, pagan, an absolute fool, an idiot. The whole world can call him, give him the businessman of the year title. The whole world can make shabashi on his back. Everyone can look up at him, amassing this and amassing that. But if he is not conscious of his maut, if he is not preparing for akhirat, if he is not sacrificing his desires in this world, then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it, and he spoke the truth. He said, more foolish than him, man la aqla lahu, he has absolutely no intelligence. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, will you not observe, afala taroon ila layli wa nahar yubliyani kulla jadid? What is happening? What is happening with this inexorable movement of time? Every new thing is being made old. Yuqarribani kulla ba'id, every distant thing. It seems only yesterday child was born. Parents were envisaging in their mind's eye, the day my daughter will get married, the day I'll give the keys of my business over to my son. And yet the bewafai, the disloyalty of this world, that when in coming there is a sequence. In introduction there is a sequence. Grandfather first, then father, then son. There is a sequence in introduction. But my respected brothers, like it or not, Allah reminds us again and again, in leaving this world there is no sequence. It's not only the old that are dying, the young are dying also. It's not the retired only that are dying, the busy are dying. It's not only the poor that are dying, the rich are dying. It's not only the sick that are dying, the healthy are dying. There is a sequence to come, there is no sequence for departure. How many elderly fathers today, what dreams they had about how they were going to hand their business keys over to their children. That same elderly father is carrying the janazah of that young son on his back with the hot, hot tears of regret. Will we not wake up to the reality? Will we not realize there is no guarantee? The sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, sini ya Rasulullah, give me advice, young man, not old person. What does my Nabi say to him? Make every salah like it is your last salah. Advice sahabi asked Abdullah bin Umar, my Nabi caught him by his shoulders, a young man. He was in his youth when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. What did my Nabi say to him? Ud nafsaka min ahlil qubur. Abdullah, count yourself as if you are already in the grave. Sultanul Ulama, Sultanul Ulama, the crown of the ulama of the ummah, the creme de la creme, the intelligentsia of the ummah, the alim of the ummah, Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The riwayat of Abu Naim in his Hilya, Mawla Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentions it in his Hayatul Sahaba. When my Nabi came to Muaz bin Jabal, he asked him this question, Kaifa asbahta ya Muaz? Oh Muaz, what is your condition this morning? Kaifa asbahta literally translates, how are you feeling? Good day, good morning. That is in our understanding. Sahaba understood the mizaj and temperament of Medina was a vibrant environment of Iman. Qabr, akhirat, they were alive to its reality. That is why Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Low kushif al ghita, mazdat tu imana. If the veil between us and akhirat had to be lifted, our iman would not increase. So much this dawat and muzakara of akhirat, qabr, Allah's qudrat used to take place in Medina Munawwara. Today we have consigned this talk. Sometimes you go in Jamaat 5 or 10 days, then we talk a little bit. Otherwise the topic is put on some shelf and forgotten about. Talk about qabr. Talk. Sit with your family every day in the house. Read that ta'aleem. Remind them. The same masjid now, what was its state at the time of Fajr? Why was it only 3 or 4 safs? Did some angel come this morning and tell you, while you are in slumber, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, that listen, today you are not gonna die? Read the statistics if you don't want to follow Quran and Hadith. Between today and tomorrow, 160,000 human beings will die. Is my and your name not amongst them? We woke up in our warm beds this morning. Tomorrow, are we not going to wake up inside that hole in the ground? Who has the guarantee? How much are we going to live in this deception, in this lie, in this treachery of this dunya? Shaitan is playing this game. Delay, delay, delay. Kayfa asbahta ya Muaz, Sultanul Ulama. What is your condition this morning? Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, I find myself, my iman is on haqq. I am mu'min e haqq. The reality of iman is burning in my heart. What does my Nabi say? Inna li kulli misqawlin haqiqa. Inna li kulli misdaqin haqiqa. Wa li kulli qawlin haqiqa. Muaz, there is a proof. There is a proof, there is a thermometer. There is a yardstick. You say iman is kamil. You say your iman is on haq. You say the reality of iman is in your heart. What is the proof? This is not an ordinary sahabi. This is that sahabi who tomorrow will rise up with the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand. Kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of iman. What does he interpret? That I have iman. He says to Rasulullah, I have iman. I have kamil iman. My Nabi asks him for proof. What does he interpret is the proof of that iman? Ma asbahtu ya Rasulullah sabahan hatta dhanantu anni la umsi. وَلَا أَمْسَيْتُ مَسَاءً حَتَّى ذَنَنْتُ أَنِّي لَا أُصْبِحْ وَلَا خَطَوْتُ خَطْوَةً إِلَّا ذَنَنْتُ أَنِّي لَا أُتْبِعُهَا أُخْرَى. Three things he said first. He said, Ya Rasulullah, my eyes never opened on any morning except I convinced myself that before the sun of today sets, Ma'az, you are going to be in the qabr. The sun, no sunset, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except that I convinced myself, I was convinced, my every action was motivated by this. Then Muaz, by the time daybreak comes tomorrow, you will be no more, you will be in that qabr. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't lift my foot off the ground except I am convinced that before I put my foot back on the ground, this life will be no more. وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أُقُوبَةِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ وَإِلَىٰ ثَوَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ آخِرَتْ آخِرَتْ آخِرَتْ. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I can see the palaces and the rivers and the streams and the hoors and the anhar and the qusur of Jannah, and I can hear the wailing and the sobbing and the screaming of the Jahannamis. آخِرَتْ. There's no guarantee. Allah gave us this life. This life is an amanat. Every moment is precious. Look at that. A lot of times people feel we don't want to talk about biology. Look at the biological system Allah has put into place and then ask ourselves. Allah says, Wala tus'alunna, Wala tus'alunna. This carries the meaning of qasam. Wala tus'alunna yawma idhin anin na'im, anin na'im. Qasam, qasam, qasam. Tujhe bhi sawal hoga, mujhse bhi sawal hoga. My Rabb is going to question you and I about His countless bounties. This this breathing in and out that we are doing, this breath. Scientifically they measure, they say average human being breathes in and out 20,000 times a day. You don't have to take my word for it. Subconsciously you are breathing in and out 20,000 times a day. Like I said, don't take my word for it, one day count. But don't just waste your time counting. Say Subhanallah each time. What are you doing? You're breathing in oxygen. 8 liters of oxygen every day, average human being breathes in. They say world population is 8 billion. So 56 billion liters of oxygen are extracted by humanity from the environment every day. Yet the level is 21%. Where's the regulator? What system may Allah put into place? I'm not going to go into that. That we've studied in school or wherever it is. But Quran keeps telling us, place upon place, Allah says, ponder on all this. How is it the level is staying 21%? If it had to go to 23%, the number of accidental fires will increase 700 times. If it had to go to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burnt to ashes. Allah put the sun, Allah put the moon, Allah put the stars, Allah put the rays, rising waves of the ocean, Allah put the leaves of every tree into your surface to service to create that balance externally inside your respiratory system. Just now was Qurbani. You saw a sheep lung. Look at the human lung. Right lung is a little bit bigger than the left lung. 1.3 kilogram plus minus is the weight of the lung. Just a piece of flesh, 300 to 500 million air sacs. If the lung of one human being had to be opened up, it will form a distance of 2,400 kilometers. That tiny pump, the one organ in the body that doesn't even have any bones, it's not even physical, no solid muscle, yet it is pumping blood. 24 trillion blood cells are making 3 to 5 to 7 thousand journeys through your circulatory system, which is more than three times the circumference of the earth. 92,000 kilometers long is your circulatory system. This blood is making this journey. Each time it makes the journey, 50 billion nerve cells are transporting this blood to the lungs in order to cleanse this blood. Where did this intelligence come from? That in order to purify your blood, you need to bathe it in oxygen. Did your father tell you? Grandfather? Did that fool Darwin tell you? They arrived at the conclusion that some monkey evolved. Such a complex system. 50 billion nerve cells transporting this blood, giving it a bath in oxygen. So that each time you and I breathe in and out, this ah, this sigh, this breath is announcing, إِنَّ لِهَذَا الْخَلْقِ خَالِقِ. There is a creator behind this. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah is asking you in the Quran, you think we created all this for some game? It's some useless exercise? أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You are not going to return back to Allah. You are not going to be asked hours and hours. What is he doing? By annual vacation, July school holidays, compulsory holiday vacation somewhere. Every command of Allah broken. Hours and hours, some football match, some useless sports activity. Hours and hours, 1, 2, 3 in the morning. Shamelessness and behayai. Bhai, kya kar rahe? Kya kar rahe? Bhai, azan ho rahe. Ye waqt keemti hai, dunya keemti hai, time is valuable, time is valuable. What is his reaction? Main to waqt ko guzar raha hu bhai. I'm passing the time, as if that time has no value. As if you can replace it. Nadan, pagal insan, hoshiyar. Conscientize yourself. That time is not coming back. Yubliyani kulla jadid. Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Every new thing is being made old. Every distant thing is being brought near. Wa ya'tiyani bi kulli maw'ud. And every promise of Allah. What promise? Walakum. Walakum. Mi'adu yawm. Walakum. Mi'adu yawm. La tastakhirun anhu sa'atan. Wala tastakhdimun. There is a promised time. It's not coronavirus. It's not cancer. It's not some accident. It's not some plane crash. It's not some excuse. There is a design and a system. There is a time which Allah has set. And when that time comes, the time of your and my moment, لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون. No extension. How many places in the Quran, my Allah, who does not need to take qasam and oath? وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. Yet again and again, bar bar, again and again, my Allah takes qasam and oath. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, by the oath of the daybreak as it takes a breath. وَالْفَجْرِ, by the oath of the dawn. وَالْعَصْرِ, by time. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ, by the oath of the night as it passes the day. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the oath of the night as its darkness in envelopes. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the oath of the day as it lights up. Not only aspects of time, those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these qasams and oaths hame aur aapko jinjhorne ke liye, to shake you and I up. Soye hue insaan, ghaflat ke neend mein aaram se soye hue insaan, oh that human being that is sleeping in ghaflat, bedar ho ja, wake up, wake up, wake up. This is not coming back. This is not coming back. That breath which has left your body is not coming back. Like someone, these may seem like just parables or examples, but take it to heart. When Alim was standing in the graveyard, there was a janazah in front of him. He looked at the majma, pointed at the janazah and said, listen, I want you people to postulate. If this dead, this mayyat was told, we're going to give you 24 hours. You're going to get an extension. 24 hours, you're going to wake up. What do you think his reaction will be? Masjid, salah, tawbah, sort out all his financial affairs. Any relative he's broken ties with, repair the ties. That tabligh, 40 days, 4 months, he'll be making intention from the last 20 years, suddenly he'll be ready. He'll be ready for that hajj, umrah, which was farz upon him, that hajj. Whatever, whole list. 24 hours you got, what will he do? Then that alim said, I take qasam on Allah. I take qasam on Allah. This man is not getting even 1 minute. Forget 24 hours. لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون. There is a promised time. No extension will be given to anyone. But every one of you that is alive here, that is breathing here in front of me, you have got that extension. You have got that extension. Muharram has come. New year has come. Many of us would have been wondering, unfortunately, because we know 31st December. But it's 1447 AH. Muharram. New year has come. For us, like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kull yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innama al ribhu wal khusran fi al amali nujaddid sururan bil hilali idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hatf yantadi idha tamma al aam fa hiya kinayatun wa tarjumatun an shatri umrin qad inqada. He says, pagal insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. New Year you celebrate, birthday you celebrate, anniversary you celebrate, hallmarks by which the movement and the ravages of time are acknowledged and you are reminded about are not a cause of celebration. It's an alarm bell. It's a siren. Not another year has come. One more year, not to celebrate, because time is that makhluk of Allah whose movement defies logic. Car, you sit, you press the accelerator, goes front. Boat goes front. Aeroplane goes front. Anything you apply energy, it's moving forward. The irony is that time is not moving forward. Time is receding. You are not gaining time. You are losing time. Al-mawtu ma'qudun min awasikum wa dunya tutwan mi waraikum. Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say, more death has caught you by its forelocks, and this life, this time, is being wrapped up behind you. We are losing time. New year has come. This is a reminder, a stark reminder. Stop delaying, stop delaying, stop delaying. Ijtima is coming. excuse, another opportunity Allah is giving. Every azan is an opportunity. Every new day is an opportunity. What is the message behind it? There is no guarantee. Become astute and intelligent. Stop running behind this dunya. Stop running behind this dunya. Prepare for akhirat. Prepare for akhirat. I'm going to terminate on one incident. I've run out of time, unfortunately. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the plains of Mina. What was the Mina of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ask the returning Haji. How many Hajis even took a few seconds on the plains of Mina to turn the clock of the heart and the mind back to the Mina of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much have we identified? His whole life was this. Dawat, dawat, dawat. One person to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. Today, how much has the Ummah identified with that? Nevertheless, Abdullah bin Wabisa Abasi from the Banu Abs tribe narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sharing the camel with Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu an. Comes to the Banu Abs tribe, gives them dawat. Maysara bin Masruq Abasi becomes very affected by the dawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, layudhirannallahu amra hadha ar-rajul hatta balaga kull mablagh. He says to his people, this man, there is noor in what he is inviting to. This noor will light up the whole world. Let us accept his message. Let us go. Tasbiqu, isbiqu qabla an tusbaqu. Let us accept first. We will be right in front. The people say, hold on, bhai, we came for Hajj, pagan Hajj. This was the early days. Pagan Hajj, we'll see later on. There's no hurry, we've got time. Maysara is not convinced. I'm cutting the incident short. As this kafla is returning back home, he says to his people, Milu bina ida fidak. We are going to pass fidak. They are Jews. Nusailuhum. They have scriptures by them. Let's ask them about this man that we saw in Mina. They come to the Jews. The Jews, Quran tell us, Yarifunahu kama yarifuna abna'ahum. Allah's qasam, they recognize Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam like they recognize their own children. They knew the truth. Their stubbornness they didn't accept. Their jealousy that he didn't come from amongst the Jews and came from amongst the Arabs, that became the obstacle. But they present the scriptures. What is written there? Yarkabul jamal, a man will come to you. He will be riding a camel. Yajtariu bil kisra, he will suffice himself on very little. In other words, he will be a very, very simple person. Laysa bil qasir wala bil tawil, he won't be short, no, he'll be very tall. He'll be a moderate height. Musharrabul loun. Laysa bil jad wala bil sabt, his hair won't be very straight, nor will it be overly curly. It will be in between the two. Musharrabul loun, he will have a shining, beautiful complexion. Fi aynayhi khumra, there will be a tinge of redness. You will see red lines in the whiteness of his eyes. In other words, I'm cutting it short. Exactly. Description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maysara is overjoyed. He says to his people, this is the man we saw. Let us go back. Hey, bhai. What shaitan does? Delay, delay, delay. We're going home now. We'll see next year. Next year becomes the next, and then the next, and then the next. Almost 18 or 19 years later, in the Hajjatul Wada of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Maysara comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, do you remember me? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam remembered him. Such was the dard, the pain for one ummati. What has Maysara lost? He lost Badr, he lost Uhud, he lost Hunain. What opportunities he lost? Leave his loss. Ya Rasulullah, قَدْ مَاتَ عَامَّةُ النَّفَرِ الَّذِي كَانُوا مَعِي. Ya Rasulullah, majority of those who were with me, majority of those who were with me when I first met you have died. Where are they now? The harms of delay, the harms of delay. Ulama have written, أَكْثَرُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ أَهْلُ التَّسْوِيفِ. Majority of the residents of Jahannam will be the people that delayed. My Nabi said, كُلُّ مَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. Every one of them that died on kufr and shirk is in Jahannam forever and ever. New Year has come. Don't be pagal and foolish. Don't be like those who don't have the Quran and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. New Year resolution, planning this and that party, it's a time of introspection. Take stock like businesses do. Last year's audit, what kind of salah I was making, how much of zikr, how much of time for deen, how much of qurbani, how much did I connect with Allah, my tilawat of Quran, my 5 times salah with jamaat. And now the next year, make those resolutions, because a day is coming. And on this I will terminate. My Nabi said, لا تزول قدم عبد. There's going to be a very big audit that is coming. What audit? Your foot, mine, your foot will be locked in the ground. Hatta yus'alan arba. An umrihi fima afna. An shababihi fima afla. Allah is going to question us on that day. How was this life spent? How was the youth spent? Those precious moments that we gave you, did you use it to prepare for this day or did you use it for something else? Allah's mercy is very great. Tawbah will wipe the past out. Take the lesson of the passage of time. Stop delaying. Prepare. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.